MSW Media.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
The Final Word.
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 We want to thank you for joining us here at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media, because you're amazing.
You are amazing. And speaking of amazing, we want to thank all our OG Patreon supporters. Oh my goodness, you are keeping the dream alive.
That's right.
And speaking of Patreon, guess what's new at Patreon?
What, Francis?
Video, okay?
That's right.
We are now doing all of our micro idiot secret stash in video. So get on over to Patreon. If you've been trying to figure out a reason to get on over there, now you can crack up, because we're cracking up too, and you can watch us, okay? Also, did you know that Frangela has a fantastic equipment drive going on GoFundMe?
Let me say this about this. Okay, we do not hide our content behind paywalls. And I don't mean hide like in a mischievous way, because we create content and it's not hiding it to put up a paywall, but we don't ever want to do that on these podcasts. So we've really been focusing on...
Belle, if you don't hush up.
We've really been focusing on getting more advertising, trying to increase our, you know, our audience and all that. And you've all been very helpful in that way. The thing that has suffered is our equipment. It's very old, and it's destroying our minds. I don't want to get upset, but every week it gets a little bit worse. You know, when your computer and your programs get to that point where they won't update?
Yes.
We're
beyond there.
So rather than put all of our content behind a paywall, we are asking for some GoFundMe love, some GoFundMe help, so Frangela can get the equipment that we need to continue producing this podcast that is not behind a paywall.
Yes. And produce even more content. So if you can, go to GoFundMe, put in Frangela. Also, I think when this comes out, you should be able to go to the Frangela.com website and click there and GoFundMe. Or you can hit our PayPal. We'll take that too, okay? Mm-hmm. But please, 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 if you got a few, two, three, if you would hit us up on GoFundMe, we would truly appreciate that, because that's going to help us get better content to you. And that's what we really want to do, because we really love doing this. Also, go to cameo.com to get a specialized video from Frangela.
Do it. And like Francis said, if you become a Patreon right now, you can see the micro idiots in video. I just want to reiterate that, because it's a really good gift. I just watched one and it made me laugh, and I was there for it the first time.
And speaking of the first time, we are about to start the Sexy Liberal Saves the World Tour, okay? We are going to be in Minneapolis. Then we're going to be where? We're going to be in Philadelphia. Yes, after that.
Madison.
Go to sexyliberal.com and find out where we're going to be playing close to you, because I'm going to tell you something. We all need this show.
We really
do. We all need to laugh, okay?
Go to sexyliberal.com, because there are some fake sites, you know, fake ticket buying sites, and we don't want you to get taken advantage of.
That's right. And then finally, always join us in the third hour of this every Friday for the Stephanie Miller Show, for the blackest hour in radio.
That's right. Get a little black on you.
Yes.
You know you wanna.
Yes. First up, special counsel Jack Smith warned the judge overseeing Trump's classified documents case that she is pursuing a legal premise that is quote unquote wrong and would quote unquote distort the trial.
Ooh, when I tell you, Judge Eileen, that you and I have a problem. Okay, we are having a communication problem.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this, Angela. If I was at McDonald's working the grill, fucking up the way she is, They take me off the grill.
Girl.
Okay?
Girl, they wouldn't let you do bagging. They would not let you. They wouldn't let you restock. They would be like, you know what? You got to go. Maybe you can get a job at like Taco John's because like they have a different caliber, you know. But not here.
But when a patron has to come back to the grill and tell you that you ain't flipping the burgers right, when that's supposed to be your job, where is that special counsel? I need a special counsel to follow up behind the special counsel because the judge don't know how to do her job.
Yeah, basically what you've probably heard a lot about this, but what Judge Cannon did is she tried to float. She floating, okay? She trying to float with a jury instruction that basically tells them that no crime has been committed.
Yes!
Like that is the jury instruction. And that is not, I know she new to judging. And I know that she's auditioning for the Supreme Court. I understand that Judge Eileen has a different agenda than justice or even decent professional judging. But what I find fascinating about it is here is yet another person who could use the mindful thief.
Yes.
If you were giving her the benefit of the doubt, maybe it's naivete. Maybe she really is having trouble making coming into decisions, and that's why she hasn't ruled in like 12 things that she needs to rule on before the trial. Maybe that this convinced you and our special counsel Jack Hattie McHattie Smith convinced all of us that her she does have an agenda, and she is on her agenda points straight up, and that is to defend and protect Trump.
And you know what is really disgusting to me is again this wall of protection that he is continually given. It's a gift of protection. And like he is anointed, like he is God. And I'm gonna tell you, if you've been watching television or MSN, you know, Joy has been really going on. Joy Reid has been going on and on and on about how this man, how Trump, keeps setting himself up as the Messiah, this Messiah of people. And I used to laugh at it, Angela. I used to laugh at it really hard. I can't anymore.
Well, it's not funny. You know, and besides the fact that, as Fugle's saying, it makes very clear that these Christians are not Christian. Besides all of that about it, it's just to watch the complete breakdown of our system.
Yes.
It's really brought home as Trump's presidency did, where this system has all for far too long relied upon the alleged professionalism and belief in patriotism or whatever you want to call it. It has relied upon that rather than on actual rules or procedures or, you know, laws, and that this sort of the good men, the good landowning white men of America would never do these things. Like it's
bullshit.
It's bullshit.
And this is my issue. We might as well be walking up into the Lord's castle and asking them to give us an opinion on law based on however they're feeling that day. Because that's what's happening here. When you have a judge giving legal instruction to a jury that no crime has been committed here, then why the fuck we here?
Exactly.
Why we in this room? Why we taking up space? Why you breathing?
This is always been the question. Francis and I and a lot of you have been arguing for years. Stop not fighting this fight because you think it hasn't started. Like this idea that we have to prevent injustice, or we have to prevent the overthrow of our government. It's overthrown. Like this is, we're in it. It's that you, it is not, we're not waiting to see if Judge Cannon is biased and a problem. She is.
She is. And
we need to just move forward. And I was very happy to see this languaging from special counsel, because what it shows, like, this had none of the deference to the judgeship that you normally would expect to see from a lawyer, right? It was very much like, you don't know what you're doing in legal terms, but this is a problem. I just skip to the part where you deal with it. Like, because this benefit of the doubt thing we're choking on it.
Can I say, ask this question? What happened to American gumption? What happened to American ire? Do we have too many fucking TV channels and shows to watch? Because what we're supposed to do is to be outside of this woman's her courtroom, outraged, complaining. You see, because the other side does that. You see, Republicans got their people in ship shape. Tip top. Well, they ain't gonna never vote or do nothing outside of the will of their people. Where is the will of our people?
It's there. This is the thing. I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that during the most dangerous time in this country, in my life, probably all of our lifetimes, actually, you know, COVID in 2020, that people went out by the hundreds of thousands and marched for justice and marched for white people, marched for Black Lives Matters.
So much so, they walked down my motherfucking street. Video.
That's what I'm saying.
Of white children.
Whole family.
Screaming for justice.
And we went out and we do the thing. Every time it's time to do the thing, we're voting. Joe Biden got more votes than anybody ever before. Okay, that's everybody has been showing up. Now the problem we have is, which trial are you going to? Because there are too many of them. And so because we can't.
And the cancer's in the system.
That's what I'm saying. Because we can't, it's not one centralized issue or place. And I think that there are protesters at these places, but is it a level that that's being reported on? No. And that is because, first of all, we have this election coming up, and I think all of us are like, okay, we're going to do the thing. We're going to do the thing hard again. I mean, when you look at how much money the Biden-Harris campaign has been able to raise in such a short period of time, like that big fundraiser last week, that was over 20, I think it was like 25 million, like maybe not over, but around that. And it's people are doing those things, but we don't scream necessarily violence and we don't attack judges.
And I'm not calling for.
Oh, and I know you're not. But what we have come to believe and see is that when we make a call for people to show up someplace, we can't always control how they're going to show up. And the idea, we don't usually protest judges in this country. We protest outcomes, you know, and we watch the trial. But the idea of sort of going there and saying this judge is corrupt, I think is a little weird to people, maybe, too. It's like, it feels like a weird kind of doxing, even though it's not. It's your First Amendment right. You know, it's not, as long as you're not harassing, calling for violence, acts of libel or inciting people to do any of those things. But I wonder if that's also at play.
I think, in my opinion, at every level, from school board to judges, we have to get granular on people because they're in the system. And what I know is that Eileen Cannon will be uplifted on their side if we don't make an outcry about the damage she's doing to the legal system right now, which is, I find, horrific. And to me, the things that she's doing right now to our legal system, she should be brought up on charges for.
She absolutely should be. And we've got to get over this idea that we don't censure judges, whether they be on the Supreme Court or below, that we can't impeach them for behavior that is in fact impeachable. Like that we need to get over all this in this, with something we've never done before. You know what? We never had a Confederate flag flown on the Capitol before either. And it's happened. So let's start making things happen that have never happened before. Like justice.
Like justice. Moving on, Biden condemned the Israeli strike that killed 7 aid workers and blamed Israel for failing to protect both aid workers and civilians. And he's right. And he went on to say incidents like yesterday simply should not happen. This is not a standalone incident. This conflict has been one of the worst in recent memory in terms of how many aid workers have been killed. This is a major reason why distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza has been so difficult, because Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. Angela, I need somebody to explain it to me like I am in kindergarten. Because how you gonna give money and bombs, billions of dollars to people, have them use it on a population, have them move a 1.5 million displaced, 1.5 million people out of their homes. And then we have 32,000 people, most of whom are women and children, are dead. And yet we are confused that people got killed during a war trying to help people that they don't want to feed in the first place. I'm confused where the outrage begins and ends. I really am. I'm looking at over 30,000 people dead. But when these 7 people die, it's a problem.
I think the issue is that what it shows, because Chef Jose Andres, who's the World Kitchen, and they were these are the workers they're talking about. They were killed in the World Central Kitchen, and you know that's his group that helps provide food in conflict and disaster zones. The reason that this outrage is greater is because, according to Chef Jose, they were chased from vehicle to vehicle, but in this airstrike, and the tops of the vehicles are very clearly marked with the very bright, colorful logo. Yep. So, you know, these are aid workers. So the aid workers, when one car was bombed, they ran to another car. Then that car got bombed. They ran to the last car, and that car got bombed and they died. And the targeting suggests a greater evil in that you can say that there, because there's a conflict, aid workers have had a hard time getting aid to people. They've had a hard time getting aid to people. But what this seems to show is it's that actually not allowing aid in is a prong of Israel's attack against,
absolutely,
allegedly Hamas. But it is now, of course, the people who are paying the real price are the Palestinians, who may or may not have any interest in Hamas. So when you start very directly targeting aid workers, you can't be confused that that's about Hamas, because Hamas has supplies. You know, they got their tunnels. They're not the ones starving. So this targeting, to me, sort of, it fills in some spaces or connects some dots between, is genocide the plan? Because I know
genocide
that, you know,
is the plan. This is this is my point. Where I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a pile of 32,000 bodies that you won't let the food in, right? This is a war area. We are giving the money for the bombs.
This is the problem. And I talk with my different friends about this, and I have friends who feel very strongly one way or the other. But here's the problem. Hamas started this.
Yes.
Right. There's a broader, long historical conflict here. Yes. Hamas uses the Palestinian population as cover and to hide in, and they do not care that 32. Yep. In fact, they are actually, if every Palestinian dies, they believe that helps them and that they aren't a part of that.
That's
okay.
Right. Or, yeah.
And it helps. And this is the thing. Netanyahu is not a good leader. He's a dictatorial, corrupt, obviously, I think, it deranged person who is hell-bent. And it seems to me does think that the way that we get rid of this terrorist organization is we kill everybody who looks like some of them. That seems to be the plan. And he doesn't believe in a two-state solution. the problem I have is that support saying all those things doesn't mean I'm anti-Israeli or pro-Israeli or anti-Palestinian or pro-Palestinian. What I'm pro is humanity. What we are pro is people being able to have some agency and self-determination. And that includes having safety, housing, food, water, shelter, education, art, all of those things. In this situation, we hear over and over again, every day I'm reading that the humanitarian crisis there, that this is the greatest starvation situation that we have seen in the world in years. You cannot continually say, but October 7th, this happened. If you're going to go to that.
I get to say now, because October 7th was one moment. We've had a lot of time. We're at April 4th today with 32,000 people that have, there is no way that 32,000 bodies equal and will ever equal what happened on October 7th.
No, you can't. There's not a number that you're going to go, okay, now I feel like it's done.
That's right.
No, because you can't solve killing with killing. That's not how that works.
We're not going to get an equation that way. So for me, now I have to sit here and go, the world has watched as Netanyahu has tried to come in and work this situation. I don't see any solutions happening here. All I see is more people dying and being starved out and hurt.
Because at the end of this, if they do get rid of every single Palestinian inside that country, be clear that they are surrounded by groups of people who aren't okay with that either.
Yep.
Who also were not kind to the Palestinians. You didn't like them, but do like them when they got to deal with Israel.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Frangela at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code Frangela for 10% off today.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something, we are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion. Ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
You know, feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Welcome back. Trump posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. Okay.
We had, let me tell you something. I have never been more broken by some news that happened. And I told Angela. She didn't know
what
had happened.
No, because I was that day I was doing something and I hadn't been able to look at the news yet.
Right.
We talked about it, didn't we, on the podcast that week? Or on Stephanie Miller, maybe?
Maybe.
I feel like we did, but maybe we just talked about it with each other, but we're just talking about it now.
We're about to talk about it now. Preventing State Attorney General Letitia James from seizing his assets while the case is under appeal. Now, last week, the New York Appeals Court reduced Trump's $464 million bond to $175 million and extended the deadline by 10 days after more than 30 bond companies rejected Trump. So, Angela, if I have a problem, a legal problem, and I'm rejected by Bell's bondsman, does my bond get reduced?
No, they come and take your crap.
I'm going to tell you, Francis,
I'm talking about a bond of $500. They will come and take your crap.
Thank you, Angela. This is what I don't understand. Is he walked in and said, I can give you $175 million. And they took it.
And more than that, I feel like they, when they start, he got the it's 400, it's almost $500 million. And with, you know, the
interest,
fees on it, it's much more, right? The idea that they first extended it, the deadline, that I'm not getting. Right? That's not happening for me, no matter what the amount is. Then they reduced it to the number he wanted, while at the same time, and see, this is where, right here, Francis, right here, this is the crux of the biscuit.
The biscuit,
the
girl,
crux
the crux
of the whole
the crux, girl.
Biscuit for me is
the
right
crux.
Here.
The crux.
Wow. That man is running around the country saying he has the money.
Saying he a billionaire.
I got the money. I could just pay it. Then walk into that building and say, I can't pay this. I can't, live in this world. Okay,
where
you can't ask me. You can't ask me to live in this world. Okay, you can't ask me to live in this world where all of these things are true and think I'm not going to be mad. This is the thing. You need to be worried about us. You need to be worried about the majority of this country, however slim many of you may think it might be. You need to think about the majority of this country that not get this and is not down with it because it is not fair and it's not remotely fair. I let my black ass have 91 federal indictments against my ass and see if I would get any kind of anything.
Please.
Like, my sister, I've had people that I know, cousins actually, I get arrested for traffic violations that aren't drunk driving or reckless driving, you know, like a left-hand turn ticket, a bench warrant. This man has been, and look, we went with you. Francis, did we not? We were good and went with you on. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to see the fingerprinting. We did get to see, you know, we got the mugshot. But like, we went with it. You don't have to break into his house in the middle of the night like you would us. You don't have to, he can be out on bail for things that we would never get it for. We went with you there. But this shit, this did me
this
in.
This,
you were absolutely right. It did us all. And I'm going to tell you something. Every black person I know.
Did me
every
in.
Black person I know is like, no, see, this is too far. This is, you have, do not ask me to be okay with half steps and half measures anymore. I'm out.
Nope. Trump media was saved in 2022 by a Russian American under criminal investigation. There's a quote.
Jesus Christ.
Through leaked documents, The Guardian has learned that the ES Family Trust operated like a shell company for a Russian-American businessman named Anton, here we go, I'm going to mess this up, Postolnikov, who co-owns Paxum Bank and has been a subject of years-long joint federal criminal investigation by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security into the Trump media merger. So let's talk about this. Remember, the fear was the man who was running for president couldn't be out here asking and needing $464 million because we don't want a Russian or somebody to come along and pay his bills, right? Bitch, the shit has happened already. 2 years ago, we late. We are late, y'all.
And I'm not convinced that the people in power don't already know that. Didn't know it then.
Late.
I mean, here's my thing, Francis. You know, in all the old funny movies, when the goofy criminals would try to, or whoever the, you know, idiots were trying to do something or get away with something, they take their finger and put it in their coat and try to pretend it was a gun.
Yes.
Remember that little scam? Mm. And sometimes it worked and people like put their hands up. It's 2024 and I'm gonna need to see the gun.
Yeah.
I don't know why we are sitting around acting like Trump, his hands in his pocket, is an act. There's an actual gun in there. This is the thing. We saw what they could do on January 6th, and they went further than they thought they could, because I believe they were allowed to by a number of different organizations in this country. But the reality is a lot of those people are in jail, and if they can't get them out before then, we know what to do. We need to stop acting like this person can be appealed to in some way and we can still get to justice.
Right.
He's the criminal.
He is the criminal. Trump's net worth fell by more than $1
billion. He have a billion.
Right? As shares of his MAGA meme stock social media company plunged 21.5%. The Trump Media and Technology Group disclosed a $58 million net loss for 2023, while generating total revenues of $4.1 million. Trump now owns 57% of the company, with his stake now worth, what is it? Here, let me come back to it. But this is the other thing about that. The social media company was kept afloat by these emergency loans that were in part provided by this Russian-American businessman, right? So the whole point is that the discussion now is that Trump is going to get this infusion of cash when he sells Truth Social, right? And that so that he didn't have to worry about people coming and seizing his stuff. But the truth is that he's already been bought. We were concerned that he would be bought right now. But he's been bought. He was bought 2 years ago.
Oh, he's bought before that.
Even
he's
before
been bought.
Then.
This, let me tell you something. This is the most. This is okay. A very nasty analogy came into my head involving sex workers, and I'm just saying he's been rode hard and put away wet. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, meanwhile, Trump is suing Truth Social's founders. Okay, to force them out of leadership and make them give up their shares in the company so that he can get a bigger payout at the end of the year. The people who supported him, and this is what I have to say over and over and over again. Everybody figures out is the code on the back of the crocodile going across the river. And then they go, but why are you eating me? You promised me on the shore that you wouldn't be eating me here. And the crocodile is like, it's my nature.
I have to say, I no longer believe this. I do not believe that these people are having that moment, are having the moment where they turn and look at, and they can't, and they go, wait a minute, are you eating me? I think that these are donations and that they know they're donations. I don't think that these people, I don't think at this point you give money to Donald Trump and think you're going to get a return on it. I don't think at this point you go into business with Donald Trump. It's kind of like hiring Kathy Griffin and think she's going to do what she said she would do.
Right.
You know, like, remember you watched the D-List and you were like, every time she got hired by a corporation, they'd say, please don't swear. And she'd come out like, you know, swear, first words out of my mouth. And remember at that point, we were like, look, if you hire her, not love her, whatever, if you hire her, you should know that this is what's going to happen. And so I don't believe that these people who put up this bond think they're going to get that money back. I don't believe that the people who are in, I think that they are donating money to their revolution.
Yep.
To their insurrection, so that they get to have leadership and financially powerful roles in their new white ethno-state fascist America that they are working towards. And it is time to see them as investors in that movement and not victims of it in some way.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
That is our final word. Thank you so much for listening. You rock.
Please donate. Please donate. to the GoFundMe, because we have had a hard recording day.
Ooh, this has been a rough.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.